So let's just relax and breathe. Relaxing and breathing and remembering. Remembering that infinite being is present here right now as well as finite being. That we are both local and non-local. That we are eternal as well as temporal. That our lives are so much more than we can see and feel with our senses. That the wholeness of who we are is right here and right now. So we call forth that divine light, that infinite love, that powerful mind, that beautiful energy that is spirit, that is everywhere and always. And we know that it is here right now. It is the truth of my being. And what I know for myself, I see also clearly for Judy and Michelle. Each is the light, each is the power, each is the intelligence of spirit. And the creativity and the wonder and the exquisite nature of life is unfolding in this time we spend together as we contemplate the infinite nature of being and our connection with the divine. We feel powerfully in this time that we are one. We are one with the divine, we are one with each other. We are basking in and bathed in the joy and energy of God, Goddess, the one force, the one life, and the many expressions of that one life in all the graceful and expansive nature of who we are. We are the leading edge. We are the divine incarnation. We are the love, connected right here and right now. We bless the technology and know that it is one with us. It supports us in connecting across the miles and the time zones. It allows us to be present right here and right now, in different times, in different places, but at the same time and in the same place. It is such a miracle to know that all of these paradoxes resolve as we settle into the one and explore that divine nature today. So I want to share with you what I saw while I was swimming and invite you to participate in this space of seeing with me, because we are connecting with our inner eye, the eye that is infinite and eternal, the eye that transcends our physical selves. We could call it the eye of God or the eye of our inner beings. We know that that divine nature, that powerful vision, exists always as a broader perspective, a beautiful light, a powerful love that supports us and surrounds us now as we set our intention to open that inner eye, to open that powerful capacity to see and to see the beauty and the joy and the grace of life as we look out. And so what I saw when I asked to see while I was swimming, I saw us reclining on an amazingly beautiful patio that was overlooking water and mountains. And each of us had our own beautiful space to recline. And the sun was shining, and it was so exquisitely beautiful. And we got to see and drink in the beauty of this space with our physical eyes, to connect with the power of the sea, to connect to the expansiveness of the sky, connect to the grace of the mountains. And so I will be quiet for just a moment while you bring yourself into that connection with this physical, beautiful surrounding that you are relaxing in right now. And now, having connected with that place, I invite you to close your eyes in your image of you being there reclining and become conscious that this place where you are in repose is actually a magic chaise lounge. And it easily, like a magic carpet, takes you to another place as you close your eyes. And with hardly a sensation of movement at all, you get the sense that if you were to open your eyes now, it would be different. It would be another place entirely, equally beautiful, equally joyful, miraculously wondrous, and that in the shift, you are perfectly equipped for this new place, that your clothes are right, that the temperature is right, that the surroundings are perfect. So this time, as you open your inner eye and imagine yourself opening your outer eyes in this amazing place, we will probably each go somewhere different. And so I invite you now to open your eyes and see around you in this new, amazing place and feel what your role is to play here. Feel your interactions in this space. And I will leave you some time now to explore your new environment. And then in about 3 or 4 minutes, we will come back and take perhaps another journey. So relaxing into this new space. Have your own adventure. And I know this is sufficient time, for time is different in this space. And there is plenty of time for your adventure. just a little while longer in this place, so if there is something yet to be done, now is the time. Remembering that this is your place in consciousness, and you can return here any time you like, or even choose to stay here now if returning to the magic reclining chair doesn't feel like what you want to do. But if you do want to come with me, I suggest you rest again in this glorious place. In closing your eyes, return to seeing with the eyes of spirit, the eyes that see beyond time and space entirely, that can move you to any galaxy, to any experience, to any species of being, to any possibility at any time. And know that as you move into this next experience, that you are open to a glorious and magnificent knowing through these wonderful eyes, to know yourself more clearly, even if you are not yourself when you open your eyes in this life. It's a fascinating thing to see with the mind of God, for you are not limited to this lifetime, to this planet, to this time and space. You are unlimited in time and space and beyond time and space entirely. So knowing that you are utterly safe and totally in control at every moment, I invite you relaxing on your magic recliner to invite another adventure, to invite another opportunity, to see again as you open your eyes and look at life afresh and anew and see what the mind and eyes of God show you in joy and beauty this time. And I'll call you back in just about 2 minutes. And so having just a little while longer in this place, see if there's something left undone. Returning now to our magic recliner. We relax again and close our eyes. And find ourselves returning to a familiar feeling place. The comfortable space of our homes, Judy's home. Knowing that there is always the opportunity to return to this place, to this feeling, to this time. For we are ever immersed in the mind of God. We ever have access to see through these eyes that see so clearly and so beautifully the gracefulness of life, the passion and the power, the wonder of life itself. And so breathing deeply and stretching fingers and toes and necks and backs, we begin to come back into normal waking consciousness, allowing ourselves to feel relaxed, comfortable, at ease, and joyful as we come back to connect and have a few minutes to share the experience from a normal waking consciousness position. That's beautiful.